The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Right, that's enough of that. The Swan Song by Sir Bon and the Music Room, a rather apt title for the Robins Ishman South Central clash with the Swans, also known as Staines Town FC. The club was founded in 1892 and was known under various names, including Staines FC, Staines Albany FC, Staines Lagonda FC and Staines Town FC, until it folded in 1935. However, prior to World War II, the club reformed as Staines Vale. In 1953, Staines were founded members of Hellenic League, where they finished runners-up in 1956. In 1958, they joined the Spartan League and won the title 2 years later before advancing to the Athenian League, where they won the second division title at the first attempt. They were promoted to the Conference South and finished eighth in their first season, but were relegated some time later and rejoined the Ishman League. The Swans have also had some decent success in the FA Cup, when in 2009 they beat League 2 Shrewsbury Town 1-0 at the ProStar Stadium to reach the second round of the competition. Their record attendance at the Wheatsheaf was 2,860 against Stockport County in the FA Cup first round replay in 2007, and their largest victory was 14-0 versus Croydon Ishman League Division 1 in 1994. However, their heaviest defeat was 18-1 playing Wickham Wanderers in the Great Western Suburban League in 1909. Most appearances for the club was Dickie Watmore, who donned the yellow and blue shirt 840 times, and the most goals scored was Alan Gregory, who found the net an impressive 122 times. Let's hope he's not playing today.
This is your baby reporter, Gizu, bringing you all the news and views from Bracknell Town. I say, come on you Robins.
You're listening to the Bracknell Town Podcast with me, James the Captain Birds, and my dear friends, Guy and, of course, Steve the Gaffer Witty. We are at Bracknell Town for Bracknell versus Staines. Not bad weather, quite wild today, and the atmosphere is building here before the start of the game. But we go over, the team sheet is literally just come out this second, and we go over to Anna Witty with the team sheet for Bracknell versus Staines.
In for Bracknell, number one is Sonny Wheeler, number two Jack Dean, number three Ethan Burden, number four Anthony Cheshire, number five Dan Bayliss, six George Knight, seven Sherbert, eight Michael Atkinson, nine Tyrone Luthwaite, 10 Zidane Akers, and 11 Seb Bauman. On the bench is Caden, Clarkey, Shamar, Cully, and Ben.
Brilliant.
And for the away team, we've got Joe, Jesus, Reese, Derek, Jordan, Elliot, Javin, Ernest, Andrew, Manny and Jack. And for the bench, we've got Cernard, Matty, Cheyenne, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Argent.
Come on, you Robins!
Come on, you Robins!
And of course, we'll be back with you at half time with whatever the half time results are, and of course, a bit of analysis then as well. You are listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. You're back with the unofficial Robins podcast with me, James the Captain Birdseye, and it is half time here at Lower Meadow, where I'm pleased to report that it's 2-0 to Bracknell Town, both goals scored by the fantastic Sebastian Bauman. And I am joined with Steve the Gaffer Witty. Steve, what's your thoughts on the first half so far? Yeah, a dominant half for Bracknell, despite Staines sort of, how to say, likely to fall over quite a bit. Wasted a little bit of time in the first half. If I'm honest, we look like we've got beat on for both most area of the pitches. They're looking slow, and I think it's hopefully going to be a few more.
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned about the how can we put it in a nice way? The effectively they do appear to be slipping over quite extensively. I think there's been a couple of cards, but they maybe are going down a little bit too lightly. Could that be suggested?
I think so. I think someone's shouting out. I think there's an air rifle that keeps shooting Staines players regularly every 5 minutes of the game. When they do get touched, they do tend to die. But look, it's I think to be fair, they're struggling to keep in the game, and they're having to try every tactic they possibly can to contain Bracknell. So look, a good half, 2-0 win, or 2-0 win at half time, 2-0 up at half time. Good half.
2-0 up, yes indeed. We don't want to jinx anything. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, wherever you're listening from, on the unofficial Robins podcast, we'll be back with you at full time at Lower Meadow. You're listening to the unofficial Robins podcast, and it is now a full time where we're pleased to say it's another Bracknell win at Lower Meadow. It's 3-1 at for Bracknell Town. It's now full time. The players have gone back into the changing rooms, and I think it could be suggested. I think Staines really did come out of the blocks a lot more the second half. We had a chance, one chance that was unfortunately ruled as offside, which may be a bit controversial, but the way they play, and I think as an opposition, it's where they are in the league, just didn't reflect that today. What's your views, Steve?
Echo your comments there. I think Staines done really well second half. I think they gave us a fight. All respect to them. I genuinely thought after the first half performance they were really struggling to hold in there. The second half they came out and fought. Penalty in the first sort of 5 minutes of that second half, 2-1. And if I'm honest, we looked under a little bit of pressure for a few minutes. But nice to see us once again. Look, we controlled the game. And from there, 3-1 with a little bit of an unlucky own goal from their number four, who had a good game himself. And we probably should have had 4-1. James Clark's goal, it wasn't offside. But look, a 3-1 win. And if you look at the results we've had over this Christmas period, that's four wins, 12 points. Can't ask for much more. We have a bit of a break now. I think it's a couple of weeks now till we play Uxbridge. So a tough game coming up. But so hopefully a little bit of a rest for some of the injured players out. You've got to remember we've got sort of five, six first team players out today. So it's given a chance for others, so good, happy.
And obviously we'll talk in terms of with the deep analysis a little bit later, but I think Sonny Wheeler had a great game in goal. Obviously Ecott and Mark Scott are out at the moment. He had a very good game. Obviously the penalty, but a penalty is a penalty at the end of the day, and it is which way you dive. But we're going to be back with you for us, it will be a little bit later, but for you, it will be instantly on the unofficial Robins podcast.
We're walking up to the Bracknell Town changing rooms to see who we could collar for maybe a small interview after the game against Staines. Who knows who we may find around the corner.
Michael Atkinson.
Nasty injury, mate. I mean, you plugged up there. I mean, so what actually happened? I mean, we saw it from a way off, but if you could talk us through what happened.
It was, the ball was around like chest height. It was a poor kick for the keeper. I've gone with my head. The player in front of me has gone to swivel and kick it, and he's gone full throttle into my head. I just got basically massive whack and blood everywhere coming from my mouth.
So there's no break there? Have you had it looked at?
I've had it looked at. I'm going to go and have an x-ray now.
Okay.
It's not great, I wouldn't want to come off like this, but yeah, it's okay, we've got a 12-day break now, so it's our next game, so plenty of time to recover, and I'm sure I'll be fine. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Because we don't want a broken nose to spoil your decent look. You know, you want the best looking players in the team.
Yeah,
you don't want that. You know,
yeah.
So
I tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm up there. I'm definitely up there with one of the best looking players. But I won't let this get me down. I'll fight to put it right.
Well, all the supporters and the fans are behind you. So you take care.
Yeah. Cheers.
Happy New Year
to you. Yeah.
Robins versus Westfield.
It's the Bracknell Town unofficial Robins podcast. It's great to have your company as always. It's the full time here at Westfield FC. Yes, score is 0-2. How do we feel the second half was, Steve?
Well, look, 2-0 away from home. Bank holiday, New Year's Day, I will take the result. I would call it a professional performance rather than an exhilarating performance. Second half, if I'm honest, was a little bit stale. A couple of nice saves from their keeper, but not really much to talk about. But look, 2-0, top of the league. The good news is Chertsey have dropped a couple of points in second place today as well, so they've only drawn against Bedfont. So, look, we'll take the result. And now the guys are out there sort of... or warming down and getting ready for our next tricky game.
Yeah, of course, they haven't got long, have they? It literally is dry. So, you know, this part of the season is so packed out. And as we can see, they're warming down now. Has been a couple of injuries in the game, hasn't there? Or at least, you know, people that have gone off. Nothing seems to be too major concerning.
Yeah, very fortunate to have, I think, quite a deep squad. Because if you look in at the stands today, I think we had sort of four or five players up there sort of injured. Temi, of course, went off with a knock as well. And, of course, we lost Michael Ecott just before the game as well. So, it's always worrying in terms of this time of the season and these sort of heavier pitches when players pick up injuries. But fortunately, you know, we've got a good squad here. So hopefully it won't affect us too badly.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. And thank you so much for listening at the unofficial Robins podcast.
Come on, you Robins!
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Shut up, Five!